Kia ora, ko tū whenuaroa ngā tanahira toko ingoa. This is your Wātea News. There's a call for a complete overhaul of the legal aid system. Sue Moroney, Chief Executive of Community Law Centres, or Aotearoa, says while there's an immediate need for more money to deal with more cases and the impact of COVID-19 on the courts, the overall system is broken. The situation is especially dire in the family court and youth justice areas, where people can't find a lawyer because legal aid rates have slipped so far behind private work.
The people who can afford to pay the $300, $400 an hour for a lawyer, quite frankly, haven't got the most complex situations and the most complex lives. It's the low-income people whose situations are very, very complex. Private law firms find it difficult to take those clients on because the cases are complex. They do cost that firm, I guess, an opportunity cost of other work that they could be doing that would be more lucrative for them. So we just don't think that that model's sustainable.
Sue Moroney says it's time to assess how well the Public Defence Service being trialled in South Auckland is working and whether it should be rolled out through the country. Representatives of the Kingitanga are heading for the United Kingdom tonight to mark 200 years of the birth of Tawhiol and to support the work of the Prince's Trust. That's a body set up by the Prince of Wales in 1976 to promote self-reliance and entrepreneurship among young people. It set up a branch in Aotearoa in 2018, and Archdeacon Nita Simmons, the Chief Executive of the Office of the Kingitanga, says the Kingitanga has embraced the kaupapa. While King Tawhiol was denied an audience with Queen Victoria when he travelled to London in 1884, the royal houses are now working together.
We believe our journey to Mana Motuhake will be found through a crown-to-crown relationship. That's the level of partnership that we're wanting to achieve. So we're always striving to support, to look for kaupapa that help us in that journey, and we see this as a step towards that.
The Kingitanga delegation also includes former Te Ara Taura chair Rukumoana Scarfhausen and King Tuheitia's wife and daughter, Mako Araki Atawhai and Puhi Araki Ngā Wai Hono I Te Pō. National's finance spokesperson Nicola Willis has given the thumbs down to a new leased scheme to put low-income whānau into electric cars. She says the $20 million social leasing scheme, which is part of the government's Te Hau Marohiki Anamata emissions reduction plan, is still light on detail. She says it's a waste of taxpayer money.
You'd have more chance of winning instant Kiwi than getting in that trial. Only 2,500 people will take part. We've got no idea what is the income level that counts as low income, how much will the grant be, what kind of cars will be eligible. It's the kind of thing I could have designed on the back of an envelope or in a whiteboard session at an away day.
Nicola Willis. And that's your Wātea News.